Hello. Welcome to Tales for You 6th Grade. Page 22. Fairy tales could be older than you ever imagined.
A few hundred years ago, fairy tale writers like the Brothers Grimm, Hans Christian Andersen, and Charles Perrault helped bring magical tales of princesses, evil ogres, dark forests, weird spells, and thwarted love into the storybooks and to the bedsides of children. But how old are the tales they transcribed? A study suggests that their origins go all the way back to prehistory. A new study has been published. In it, a folklorist and an anthropologist say that stories like Rumpelstiltskin and Jack and the Beanstalk are much older than originally thought. Instead of dating from the 1500s, the researchers say that some of these classic stories are 4,000 and 5,000 years old. This contradicts previous speculation. It was thought that story collectors like the Brothers Grimm were relaying tales that were only a few hundred years old. It's pretty hard to figure out how old fairy tales are using simple historical data. Since the tales were passed down orally, they can be almost impossible to unwind using a historian or anthropologist's traditional toolbox. So the team borrowed from biology instead, using a technique called phylogenetic analysis. They traced the roots of 275 fairy tales. The biologists used complex trees of language, population, and culture. The team tracked the presence of the tales in 50 populations. They were able to find the ancestries of 76 tales. They tracked them backward using language trees. As they tracked, they found evidence that some tales were actually based in other stories. More than a quarter of the stories turn out to have ancient roots. Jack and the Beanstalk was traced back to the split between Western and Eastern Indo-European languages. That was more than 5,000 years ago. A tale called The Smith and the Devil appears to be more than 6,000 years old. The findings might confirm the long-disregarded theory of fairy tale writer Wilhelm Grimm. He thought that all Indo-European cultures shared common tales. But not everyone is certain that the study proves fairy tales are that old. As Chris Samurai writes for Science News, other folklorists are finding fault with the study. It insists that the Smith and the Devil dates back to the Bronze Age. That's a time before a word for metalsmith is thought to have existed. Are the days of using historical records and written clues to learn more about a culture's oral history numbered? No way, says the research team. Of course, this does not diminish the value of excavating the literary record for evidence about the origins and development of oral tales, they write. Researchers will still keep looking for the origins of fairy tales in books, too. In the meantime, it might be time to pick up that once familiar storybook and dream about who told the same tales thousands of years ago.